Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The latest with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl joins us in just a moment.
Over 60,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 91st Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Piper Merritt of Owosso is one of the National FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on Oklahoma Farm Report's website, and via social media, Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indianapolis the week of October 22nd is a service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,700 head to be offered. Now, if you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior Livestock for more information, 800-422-2117. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today, and tis the season for potentially getting some cattle out fairly soon onto wheat pasture, if some of those early planted fields will dry up enough in order to support the cattle. Daryl, what are you hearing regarding wheat pasture prospects right now?
You know, it's been a phenomenal fall. By and large, moisture in the fall in Oklahoma is generally a good thing. The wheat that got planted emerged quickly, is growing rapidly, and as you can see behind me, there's a lot of wheat that's doing well, is going to be grazable before too long. Probably the biggest problem in some cases is we've had so much rain that it's been difficult for some producers who waited a bit to plant to get that wheat planted, even if they were interested in forage. So, but other than that, we've done very, very well on wheat pasture.
Daryl, as you've run the numbers, how do we stand regarding running stockers here in the fall of 2018?
You know, we've been watching these stocker budgets all fall. They started off, very attractive. Of course, seasonal price patterns, we expect feeder cattle prices, especially the lighter weight calf prices, to drop from August to September to a low in October. In September, because we did have kind of a jump start on good wheat pasture, there was a lot of demand for calves. And we actually saw those prices move counter-seasonally higher. I think they've peaked a little bit. In fact, this last week, the wet weather kind of catches up with us. This is not the optimal time to try to receive and do the health management on lightweight calves. And so the wet, sloppy weather has been a factor in that. But we're also probably not going to see additional increases. The seasonal pressure will build as we go through October here into early November. So we'll hold these prices probably more steady than anything, perhaps a little bit lower.
Looking slightly bigger picture, Daryl, what about overall profitability for our beef cattle producers here in the fall of 2018?
Well, you know, you look at the different sectors, obviously it's a complex industry. So cow-calf producers, I think there's modest opportunities for profits. There's wide variation in the cost structure across those producers. But the most efficient producers, the best cost managers, I think clearly are profitable at these price levels. Stockers is much more of a short-term margin thing. Again, the margins, the budgets have actually looked fairly attractive this fall for the most part, even though we have bid up prices and taken some of that out in the last couple of weeks. And then, feedlots have struggled a bit at times, although we've seen a little recovery in fed cattle prices. So fed margins look a little better as well this fall. And we've continued to maintain strong wholesale and retail beef prices. So packer margins, they backed off a little bit, but they're still pretty favorable.
Dear, one of those things that we always kind of circle back around with you from time to time is where we stand right now as we get into the latter days of 2018 on this U.S. mama cow herd. Where are we, you think?
We've continued to grow the national beef cow herd. We're sort of anticipating based on slaughter numbers and other things for 2018 that we've probably grown about 0.5%. So that's very modest growth. We're slowing down clearly. These January 2019 numbers could be the peak. I wouldn't be surprised to see us grow just fractionally a little bit more in 2019, maybe for a peak in 2020. And of course, we're holding at price plateaus that are still marginally favorable. It wouldn't take a lot for producers to expand a little bit more. And so if we continue to see very good demand, perhaps some growth in these export markets, we actually may pick up expansion a little bit more at some point.
OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will hold their first annual convention October 19th through the 21st at the Best Western Saddleback Inn and Conference Center in Oklahoma City. The convention kicks off Friday evening with a social. Saturday will feature a full day of educational and inspirational speakers sharing their personal stories and addressing concerns of the cattle industry. Sunday morning will feature a prayer breakfast. For more information on the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Convention, including how to register, call 580-886-5149.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.